All right, it's time for another episode of Battleground. Something really cool that's happening this weekend over at Zany's. It is a tribute to Ralphie Mae. And right now in studio, the Smash Brothers are hanging out. Friends of Ralphie Mae, how you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. It's good to be back in Nashville.
So glad to have you guys in Nashville. Let's talk about this tribute to Ralphie. Okay. I mean, I was completely shocked when I saw it. I thought, well, it was one of those jokes because you see everybody happening and then after finally seeing it, you know.
Right.
And it's really cool that you guys are coming together for Ralphie tonight. So let's talk about the tribute tonight.
We did one in Los Angeles, and then Ralphie lived here, so we wanted to do something here. And when they asked us to do it, we said, heck yeah, and we flew out here, and we're excited to do it. We have some really good Ralphie stories. We lived with Ralphie on that tour bus probably longer than anyone, like 6 years we toured with Ralph. So
we've hit the whole lower 48, Canada. I mean, shit, we've seen Ralphie naked, so, we're brothers, you understand?
Pretty much, yes.
That's it. But, with Ralphie passing away at such a young age of 45 years old back in October, it was just caught everyone off guard. Ralphie was such a kind, good, gentle soul, you know. Not a lot of guys are like that, and Ralphie was very caring, very giving, and genuine.
Yeah.
You know, I got that from Ralphie. The handful of times that I've met him, he's literally the guy that would give you the shirt off his back and keep going and not say anything else about it. Ask questions.
Never. And he would help us. I mean, we could go on and tell you stories about how he's helped us. But by far, the most giving person in our life. We're 40 years old. We never met anybody like Ralphie. He was the best.
So let's talk about some stories about Ralphie. What's some good ones? And I know you said you guys live with him on the tour bus. Did anybody break rule number two in the toilet?
Yeah, Ralphie. And he would clear out the bus.
One time he was, the first time we started touring with them, this is 2010 or 9 or something like that. And he was like, all right, baby, listen up. This is my bus. This is your bus. This is all of our fucking bus. So here's the rule. No one shits on here but me, titty babies. So if you sugar titty babies need to shit, you let the driver know and we're going to go to a truck stop right away and you boys can do your thing. He's like, but right now I'm gonna go shit. And he went back in that bus, didn't he, Chad?
And we pulled over in the snow because it was so bad. And we all sat in the snow for an hour
gagging
to let it clear out.
And I remember he's like, he was yelling. He's like, are y'all pulling over? We're all, yeah, we're pulling over.
He's like, get sodas. I'm like, we're not at a truck stop. We're just literally on the side of the freeway. And we literally had to dump the toilet on the side of the freeway and make Indians cry in North Dakota because we couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, and he didn't even know we dumped it, but the whole septic system was ruined. I remember we ran a whole gallon of Mr. Clean through the system, remember, and we flushed it.
But Ralphie, tell him about.
Ralphie would always pull pranks all the time. You know, he had this black backpack, and he called it Whitney Houston because it was black and full of pills. and Ralphie would be like, hey man, hey corn dog man, listen up man, my back's been aching me, baby cakes. You think you can go on grab that backpack and carry it for me through
TSA?
And I'm like, yeah man, shit, you're paying my mortgage right now. Yeah, I can carry your backpack. And I carry his backpack. Don't think anything of it. Carry it through TSA.
From Nashville to Detroit.
We land in Detroit. We go through the checkpoints, all the this and that. We get into the Uber. We're going to the hotel. And Ralph's like, hey, man, where's that backpack? Get Whitney. And he's like, I want to show y'all what you've been toting around the airports. And he reaches into this bag and pulls out a
quarter pound of marijuana that he had us carry.
And a 9mm. And a 9mm gun. And I go, what's the gun for? He's all, in case any of them dirty Talibans try to show up.
And I go, Ralphie, we put this through the scanner. And he's like, yeah, they ain't checking for people like me. And I'm so serious. Another time he had us carry 100 joints. And we didn't know. He just put them in the Q-tip box. I checked his bag. I'm not doing that again. We get there and he goes, ha ha, got you guys. There's 100 joints inside the Q-tip box. Those ain't Q-tips. Oh. We unzipped it. And he did it all the time to us. And
one time we were getting checked in TSA and Ralphie's getting frisked. And he's all, I don't know why y'all wasting your time getting frisking me. Corey and Chad got all the drugs.
He's all, look in their bag. They got drugs on them right now.
Oh my God.
And he's just laughing over there. I'm like, but he loved it. He just loved to break. He was our brother. You know, we've known him for 15 years. You know,
and nobody stopped you once.
Ever, dude.
Wow.
I know. And if you're listening, you're probably going, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, it's true too. This is the true story. Yeah.
That's the craziest thing in the world right there. Just walk through TSA with drugs and nothing.
With no problem. And he goes, they ain't looking for that. And Ralphie did that all the time. He would smoke on planes. He would smoke his vapor weed on the plane. He didn't care. Right in first class, he's just puffing it up like he was Boss Hogg. He didn't care.
Yeah.
A tribute to Ralphie May tonight and tomorrow night at Zany's. Tickets are $20. What can somebody expect tonight? I know we're talking stories.
But surprise guests.
We're going to host it. There's going to be surprise guests. All the different comics from the festival should be popping in. It's going to be the late night spot to go for the comedy festival. So if you're coming to see your favorite comic at the Ryman or all the different theaters, come on down to Zany's. 11:30 tonight, 11:30 tomorrow, and it's going to be...
It's a party. This isn't a sad event. This is going to be a party. Ralphie loved Bullet Bourbon and Budweiser, and that's what we're going to drink tonight, and we're going to have a good time. So if you want to have a good time, then come out to these shows.
And it's 420 today. And Ralphie, I couldn't believe it. When I saw the festival was on 420, tribute to Ralphie in Nashville, it's the perfect storm of comedy.
So who planned the 420?
I don't know.
We don't know. Exactly. When we got the email from them, we laughed. We're like, okay, this is like, it's meant to be.
Another booking. I'm all canceled. We're going to Nashville, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Nashville.
My guest right now, the Smash Brothers, friends of Ralphie. What was it like the day that you got the phone call from Ralphie and said, hey, I want you guys with me?
Oh, man.
Well, when we first met him, we met him sleeping on the streets of Hollywood when we were doing Last Comic Standing. We were auditioning, and Ralphie was on the first season. We were, for the second season, sleeping on the streets for 3 days before the audition, and we were number one in line at the Hollywood Improv. And Ralphie kind of was there, and he was like, hey, y'all auditioning for that show? And we told him, he's all, y'all should come in and do a set. Let me see what y'all got. And he let us do a hot 5 minutes. I remember us leaving the line. We went and performed for Ralphie, and he had someone held our spot in line, and we had a meeting. You remember, Chad?
And then he goes, soon, you guys are almost there. You guys keep working on your set. I'm going to take you around the world. And about 4 or 5 years later, we got a phone call out of nowhere and says, hey, baby, it's Ralphie. Where you at? We said, home. He goes, all right, be in Chicago in 3 days. We're millionaires. Like, we just got money to fly to Chicago in 3 days. I'm like, okay, Ralphie's all, yep, you're going to live with me now. You're going to live on a tour bus. Tell your family bye. I go, okay.
He's all, tell them all bye. I have a little farm. He's on, Corey, you feed that goddamn menagerie of animals and throw some fucking hay on the floor. You'll be back in 6 months. I go, 6 months? And he wasn't shitting.
And
he
now did. I'm divorced. Now I'm divorced, so thanks, Ralph.
Yeah, everyone's divorced. But yeah, he took Ralphie. The whole crew got divorced. That's how good the tours were.
Yeah,
that's even when Ralphie. You know you're on a good tour.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. We called it the shit we used to have tour. But yeah,
you would have loved that, by the way.
The tours were fun, man. And then when Ralphie did calls, we went to the Schaumburg Improv in Chicago, and then we just went across the whole United States. And I remember Ralphie took us from coast to coast. And now here we are, years later, we've done every state probably 7, 8, 9 times because of Ralphie. So Ralphie was a swell, swell guy, just a good dude and ball breaking and the most peer pressuring person we've ever met in our life. You don't have to smoke weed, but you're going to end up smoking weed hanging out with
Yeah,
Ralphie.
And I don't smoke. He got me so loaded up. I think I'm still high. And that was like 3 years ago.
My brother got Down syndrome from it.
Yeah, it was horrible.
He's been all fucked up. That's all messed up. Matter of fact, we're sending some hate mail to you, Ralphie, in Clarksville, Arkansas.
That's right.
Right now, my guests, the Smash Brothers, are hanging out doing a tribute to Ralphie May tonight and tomorrow night at Zany's. What is, the worst place you performed with Ralphie? Like, you got there and you're like, no.
Well, no, I'll tell you. No, it's documented. It's Grand Junction, Colorado, because...
Yeah, we ended up on TMZ
on TMZ that night. But if you could Google this, if you're a Ralphie fan, some shit went down, medical marijuana, and the show didn't go as Ralphie planned it to go.
We crushed it.
We crushed it. And yeah. Let's just say at the end of the show, TMZ was waiting for us and about, 500 fans that weren't too happy. And we had police escort all the way to Nevada. From Colorado to Nevada, they followed the bus so we'd get out of the state. That's how bad it got.
So if someone doesn't know this story that's listening right now, can we talk about the story of what happened?
Well, yeah, we could. Listen.
We got time.
We could talk about it. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, go ahead. You just...
Yeah, we can tell a story.
It's going to be a good one. You both look at each other and you're like,
listen, this is the first time we've ever talked about it, okay? So we're a little nervous because, it was a crazy day.
This is what happened. So we were in Colorado. And, it's a medical state, and we were driving, and we kept seeing these green crosses, and Ralphie's got, there's enough weed to have for the Willie Nelson funeral one day. I mean, there were fucking hay bales of weed on this bus.
But he kept going, hey, it says that as long as you have an ID, we could go buy a reefer. And we're like,
we know. Pull this bus over, and he flips out all this money, and he's like, all right, Corey, you go in there, baby, and you get me the best shit they got. I go, well, Ralph, we got the best shit. He's all, no, they got better shit. Go on in there.
So we bring him... bunch of edibles and some reefer, you know, joints and stuff. We come out and we handed them, they told us, they gave us this huge bar of chocolate and they said,
caramel.
And they said, hey, break this off.
It's a 10,000 milligram candy bar. It's got the lines on it for a reason. He's all, don't end up in the hospital, overdose. And so we tell Ralph, we gave him everything and I held that piece last and I'm all, hey man, I go,
This one's special.
You know, this is for like dire, you know, cannabis patients who probably, you know, have terminal ill cancer. And he's all, yeah, let's start with that one. I go, well, you got to eat it on the lines, you know. And he throws the whole candy bar in his mouth.
I go, listen, we have a huge show. Like thousands of people are here tonight. And he goes, don't worry about me. He's all, maybe for a pussy like you, you can't handle it. But I'm a rock star. He's all, bye. He's all, see y'all on Pluto. See y'all on Pluto. And he's just caramel all over his mouth, smoking reefer. And about
two hours later. He's out, asleep, out.
And I'm like, oh, we're in trouble. Like, big boy needs to get up, you know?
So Ralphie was out, and so the show was supposed to start in 3.5 hours or whatever. So we wake him up at like 3 hours and 20 minutes. So 10 minutes till showtime, and he wakes up. He's looking at me with one eye open. I go, how you doing? He's like, oh, man, Corey. He's all, this rocket ship's still blasting off. And I said, oh, man, shit. I said, well, what you want to do? And he's like, all right, here's what you do. He's all, Chuck Roy's going to do an hour. I go, who's Chuck Roy? Chuck Roy's in Colorado. You know,
he's not even on tour. He goes, all right, we'll figure that out. But yeah, Someone's going to do an hour. You're going to do an hour. Then we're going to do an hour intermission. And then I'll do 2 hours. We're going to get out of here. I go, Ralphie.
I go, they're not going to do that. He's, all right, do an hour and then have someone wake me up. So we go up there and we do an hour. And we do the set. We look off the side of the stage about 55 minutes, and there's Ralphie sitting there. I'm like, okay, big boy's here. It's showtime. We're like, ladies and gentlemen, Ralphie May. And Ralphie just slowly made his way across the stage, sat down.
No, he whispered, he goes, don't go too far.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said to me. You know, you shake the comic's hand, and he looks right at me. He'd always break balls. He didn't break balls. He was so serious. He goes, don't go too far. I go, you good? He goes, don't go too far.
Yeah, and then he gets on the mic. He's like, hey, y'all. He's like, I'm Ralphie May. And, you know, they clap, and he's like, hey, Corey, make me one of them special milk teas you make. I've known Ralphie for 15 years. I've never made him a milk tea in my life. And I'm like, you got it, baby. I go into the back and I'm like, I tell the green room staff, I'm like, hey, you guys got milk tea? They go, we got milk, we got tea. I go, cool, let me make that up for him. And I mix him up a milk tea, and he was just slow and lethargic.
And there was feedback. Tired. There was feedback, right? There's monitors. And if those of you, you know, you're listening, we don't need monitors blasting back our own voice at us. There's two microphones on stage. He's getting feedback. The crowd starts heckling, but he's pretty, you know, he's not ready for it. The crowd starts fighting amongst each other, not physically, but arguing. All hell breaks loose, and then they all go outside. So the next thing we know,
someone called the 911.
Someone called, yeah.
Because they were threatening to do bodily harm to people. And next thing you know, we look out, and there's all these, the news is there,
cameras,
TMZ is there.
Hundreds of people are around the bus, so we have to call the driver, and the police told us, get your driver up. You guys need to leave the state. I go, are you serious? He's all, yeah, it's not good.
And they escorted us to the state line because we were going to Utah the next
night. No, we're going to Nevada.
Or Nevada, yeah.
So
we had to cut through Utah.
So if you go to TMZ, you can YouTube this video of Ralphie talking to the police because they took us out by police escort.
But Ralphie wasn't like totally obliterated, wasted like they made it seem. Ralphie, he still told jokes. He still got laughs.
Yeah, yeah. He was just, you know, hi.
That's it. Now, the real question is, did you ever go back and perform there again?
Okay. No, I don't think we're allowed.
We wanted to.
No, we want to. But with Ralphie, no, we never, ever went back.
They kept saying they were going to have us back, have us all back to do a do-over show. But if you're hearing this, hey, look, Smash Brothers still around. We'll come, baby. We'll redo that show for you guys.
And we won't do no reefer. We'll do it right.
But we did it right the first time. We didn't eat any of it.
Yeah.
My guest right now, the Smash Brothers, they got a tribute to Ralphie May tonight, tomorrow night at Zany's. $20. Show starts at 11:30.
Yeah.
$20, you can't beat that at all, especially with what everything's going on and coming together and telling stories about Ralphie.
And you're going to see a show for 90 minutes to 2 hours that's going to blow your mind. You're going to have laughs from beginning to end. And the surprise special guests that we really can't announce are going to be amazing. You're going to be shocked. And it's going to be one of those.
Just look at the lineup at the festival. You know, there's a lot of huge, famous comedians here that we're huge fans of. Bill Burr's in town. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. We were on his special, a Showtime special with Dice. Dice is a hell of a guy, so get your tickets to see Dice. Brad Paisley was last night. I mean, this special is something you guys, Nashville's put together, and the Zanies family, everyone, the Dorfmans, everybody put together this festival, and here we are the fifth, sixth year of this festival, and it's growing, and this is a good thing. This is a terrific thing to be a part of.
Once again, my guests, the Smash Brothers, are hanging out here with us, and can we hear one more Ralphie story?
Yeah,
let's get a good one.
Yeah, just tell him the naked one.
Yeah, uh-oh. So I had a hard time. This is Corey speaking. I had a hard time sleeping on the bus because we had bunk beds. Ralphie had this huge, giant California king suite.
No, but explain it. When we say bunk bed, it's like sleeping in a coffin. It's
it's very tight, and if you roll, you're out.
Oh, yeah, it's done, and you will fall several feet to wood floors. Like, it's not a joke.
Not only that, it was right outside Ralphie's bathroom, so if Ralphie ever dropped a deuce, I would throw up in my sleeping bag, and I wouldn't be able to take it, and I'd be praying that I had congestive heart failure. And I would die.
Oh, man.
So
hashtag remember Ralphie.
Yeah, hashtag RIP Big Duck. So what happened was I was up in the top bunk and I couldn't sleep. Chad always claimed the middle bunk, you know.
Because it's a smaller fall to the floor. That's why.
So make a long story short, I go out to the living room. I'm laying kind of upside down facing towards the rear of the bus, and the bus starts shaking, and that's when you know big boy's getting up because the bus starts moving and we're moving from left to right, and I'm like, oh, man. I said, and Dave's already getting the bus going, getting the driver, and we're starting to take off. I look back, the door opens up, and Ralphie comes out, and he's buck naked. And all I see is the hairiest penis I've ever seen in my life.
It looked like a bird's nest with two quail eggs and a cocktail wiener.
and he
looks at us, and he was so serious.
And he just goes, good morning, and I'm all... You know, it's his house, so I'm like, hey, good morning, baby. I go, and he reaches into the refrigerator. He's buck naked, titties out, the whole deal. And he pops open a Coca-Cola and a water, chugs the Coke, takes a sip of water, and I go, can't you have some decency and put some pants on? He goes, Corey, this is your house, too. Go on. You want to pull your wiener out? You can pull your wiener out. This is your house.
This is a wiener environment.
He's all, Chad, get up out here. Your brother's a little nervous. Get your wiener out. Everyone get your wiener out.
And he's all, Corey, what are you being so nervous for? I've done seen your wiener.
I go, you haven't seen my wiener? He's all, I know. I've seen your brother's wiener.
And you're twins, so I've seen your wiener too. He's all, now, everyone from now on, take off your clothes. And have your wiener out. The driver takes off his pants and throws his pants like
through the curtain.
Now the driver has no pants on. Ralphie has no pants on. I'm
naked.
I go, hell. I just took off my clothes like I'm walking out. I go, you happy? He goes, all right, y'all got your wieners out.
He's all right. It's a good Thursday. Now let's smoke some reefer for Jesus.
And that's just how he was.
Oh, my gosh. My guest right now, the Smash Brothers are doing a tribute tonight for Ralphie May at Zanies tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are $20. And guys, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for having us.